we were talking about who is a Christian. Praise the Lord Jesus. A lot of people have had a misconception of who a Christian is or what it is to be a Christian. Some give their lives to Christ and do their own thing. And you can't do that. Some give their lives to Christ and take it back. I still say they're Christian. Some are born into a family that the parents or grandparents were believers. And so they say that they're Christians because of that. All right? Yeah, you're a member of the Christian religion, but you're not a Christian in the sight of God. Amen? Because the Christian walk starts on the inside. You have to be born again. That's the beginning of our Christian walk. You have to be born again. If you're not born again, you are not a Christian, even though you go to church. Going to church, now Christians go to church. If you're a Christian, you must go to church. If you're a Christian that does not go to church, something is wrong. The Bible says we should not forsake also the gathering of ourselves together as the manner of some is. Now, the fact that somebody goes to church does not make the person a Christian, but Christians go to church. Christians, we gather together. Amen? Because it's in the fellowship of the saints that the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all unrighteousness. It's in the fellowship. Glory be to Jesus. Now, the Christian, we define a Christian as a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ and one who is subject to the lordship of our Lord Jesus Christ. A Christian is one who has been born again, recreated in Christ Jesus, and has received eternal life, or has been given eternal life, which is the very life of God. That person has the divine nature of God. It is that nature that is the incorruptible nature of the believer. So whatever happens, you're not corrupted on the inside. You always get to know the difference between what is right and what is wrong. Praise the Lord. A Christian is a disciple or a follower of Christ and his doctrine or teachings. Praise the Lord. Now, the doctrine of Christ includes not just the synoptic gospels, but the epistles of the apostles that we read. All of those New Testament. Praise God. That's the doctrine. The teachings of Christ. And the word Christ includes Jesus and the anointing that he's anointed with. So he's also talking about the Holy Ghost. Amen? So when the Holy Ghost teaches us something, that is Jesus teaching us. Amen? The Bible says we should abide in him. He said, little children, abide in him so that when he shall appear, you will not be ashamed. We're abiding in the teachings of the Spirit of God. Because God and His Spirit are one. The Father, the Word, and the Lord Jesus agree in one. Hallelujah. I'm reading 1 John chapter 5, verse 7. It says, for there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. These three are one, meaning they don't contradict each other. The Father can say something and Jesus says something else. Then the Holy Ghost comes and says something. They don't contradict each other. They are one. Hallelujah. Some people come to tell us things and say it was the Holy Ghost who told them and it was contrary to the Word of God. God does not operate like that. Hallelujah. God's not divided. Bible says a house divided against itself will not stand. Hallelujah. So you can't be a prophet prophesying in the name of the Lord and tell us that same-sex marriage is right. You are of the devil. You're not of the Lord. Because those words cannot have come from God who calls those things sin. That's how we discern. Hallelujah. The Word of God is light. It is through the eyes of the Word that we see the world. And that's how God sees. A Christian or disciple of Christ or a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ or one who is under instruction, or the just, hallelujah, the just or the righteous does not consider or hold an opinion or any opinion that is contrary to the word of God. God can say that it's daylight, then you turn around and say it's darkness. No, it doesn't happen. If you hear somebody doing that, they're not born again or they're totally ignorant. They don't know what is going on. In Amos chapter 3, verse 3, the Bible says, can two walk together except they be agreed? You can't hold a contrary opinion to the word of God and still claim to be a Christian. Where did you get your Christianity from? He said, this is what I think about it. What you think doesn't matter. We don't care about what you think. We're not interested in your thoughts. Sometimes you just sit down, you're not doing anything, some really wild thoughts will come. So we can't go by thoughts. We go by the word of God. Amen? And so when God says, husbands, love your wives, you don't start saying, you know, my friend got a you know, when he got in his, you know, he had a middle-age crisis, so he looked for a younger woman that he could marry and all of that. You're not a Christian. You may be a lot of things. You're not a Christian. You know, sometimes we need to say it the way it is. You know why? There's no appeal in heaven. If somebody dies here now, Bible says once it's appointed unto a man to die, after that judgment, it's not like, I'm going to take it to the Supreme Court. That's the supremest of the courts, if there's any such thing. When God says it, does it. And he's not, you know, how can such a loving God do such a thing? He laid out the rules before you started. Praise the Lord Jesus. Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. Can we look at that? It says, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. If you look at the book of Deuteronomy chapter 28, the Bible says, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the Lord, let's look at it, amen. Verse 1 says, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God shall set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee. And thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. So we can choose to walk in the blessing or walk outside the will of God, where the enemy will get you. It's like you can choose to obey the traffic rules or choose to break them when the traffic law enforcement will get you. The Bible says that the devil is as a roaring lion going about looking for who to devour. So he's just like prowling around, just, you know, waiting for you to just mess up so he can get you. But the ignorant think God is the one doing everything. And they say it without boldness. There are principles of God's kingdom. If you break those laws, things happen. Just like gravity is a law. God wants us to listen to him, amen, and do what he says and hold an opinion that is in line with his word, amen. And a Christian does not listen to strange voices. We don't listen to strange voices. He said, the voice of a stranger, they will not hear because they know not the voice of strangers. And the Bible tells us to guard our hearts with all diligence. For out of it are the issues of life. I go into the word of God. What does the word say about what this man is saying? If there's no root, the fruit is not right. Something is wrong with it. We don't listen to the voice of strangers. Hallelujah. Next thing is that the Christian is the redeemed of the Lord. We are the redeemed of the Lord. We are the ones that were bought back, then transformed. The transformed person is the new creation, which we call the righteous. But the root of that transaction was that you were bought back from the slave market. We were slaves of the devil. Jesus, God, went to the slave market and traded his son as price to buy us back. Hallelujah. So we were slaves of sin. God bought us back with the price of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are the redeemed of the Lord. And so when you have someone who's redeemed and now transformed or recreated and is walking down the road. Let me give you an example. Somebody, bought a slave, brought the slave back home and made the slave his son and did all the documentation for adoption. You know, all those things are documents, but they are not known to everybody in the days of slavery. Praise God. And let's say he's walking out there, some of them have tattoos on them. They have things that they gave them that were slave marks. Praise the Lord. And let's say he was walking around looking like a prince and all of that, and maybe his shirt went up and they saw the mark, and somebody wanted to get a hold of him and say, "You are a slave." And he says, "Don't call me that. I'm not a slave." Hallelujah. And then he goes out to bring his credentials out to show that he's an adopted son of an influential person. Now, this is what happens. When we go out there and we say, inside of us, we've been pumped up, with the new identity that we have in Christ. We are new creatures in Christ. We are the righteousness of God in Christ. We are the healed. Hallelujah. We are rich. We've been made rich in Christ Jesus. Now, as we're walking out there, some marks that appear to look like we were still the old man, the enemy wants to call you by that same name. You have some friends who used to know you before you started, got born again and you're in church now. They used to know you like you were a crook or you were a womanizer or you were a manizer or you were drunk or you smoked everything that looked like, that had some fire on it. And they said, "I know you." He said, "No, you don't know me. I'm a new creature now." He said, "What's that?" "So I'm born again." "Born what?" "I know you." "No, they don't. You need to put on the new identity that you have in Christ Jesus. You need to throw away the old identity. You are the redeemed of the Lord. The mark of a slave has been removed. We are free now." Hallelujah. The devil has no power or authority over the believer. Zero. We've been redeemed from spiritual death. What is that? Separation from God. When Adam fell, the Bible says, it says, God said to Adam, "In the day that you shall eat of this fruit, you will surely die." But he ate of it and was still hanging around. Maybe he shook his leg a little, "I'm still here." Shook his hand, "I'm still here." But that was not what God was talking about. Because now when he heard the voice of God coming in the midst, walking in the midst of the garden, he hid himself. Why? He had become conscious that he was now in sin. Sin consciousness came over him because he's now separated from God. He became afraid of God rather than just have reverence for God. Hallelujah. John chapter 3, verse 16. How did he redeem us? He said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have the life of God." That's what that everlasting life is. Receive the life of God. We receive that nature in us. Without it, you can't stay in the presence of God because it's a burning fire. The Bible says, "Who shall be able to stand before a burning fire, everlasting fire?" If you don't have it in your spirit, you will not be able to live in it. That's why we must be born again. Hallelujah. That was why Abraham was in Abraham's bosom with all the other people. They went there. They didn't go to heaven until Jesus came and preached the gospel to them. They received it. They got born again. They came out of the ground with him and went into heaven. Without it, no man can take sin into heaven. Some of these people who are thinking that they're going to use their own righteousness when they get there, that they go to tell God, oh, okay, the good things I did in the world were way more than all the bad things I did. So I have a right to be in heaven. And then even if God says, come in, the fire will get the human spirit. You see, so it will be as good as a person being in hell. So, and God, in the presence of God, is the fullness of joy. So you can't have somebody screaming all day. Hallelujah. Colossians chapter 1, verse 19. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself by him. I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven, praise the Lord, and you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled, praise the Lord, in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. Praise the Lord Jesus. We've been reconciled to God. We've been made one with God. The Bible says, by faith, we drank into the same spirit with God. So we're one with him. If you try right now to separate, okay, let me see where the Holy Ghost, where does the Holy Ghost stop and where does the Spirit stop? You can't find it. We drank into the same spirit with him. Number two, we've been redeemed from sin, guilt, condemnation, and everything that has to do with it. We've been redeemed. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. So through his blood, we have been redeemed from sin, from the guilt of sin. Hallelujah. Titus chapter 2, verse 11. It says, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. It says, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It says, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity, not some of it, all of it. Amen? That is all sin, all kinds of transgressions. He has redeemed us. He has taken it out of the way, born it in his own body on the tree. Hallelujah. He says, I'm purified unto himself, a peculiar people, zealous of good works. If you're zealous to do evil, you're not born again. You need another deed. We've been redeemed from the power of sin, from the power of darkness. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 11. Sin has been done with. Paid for. When Jesus is coming, he's not coming for a sinning church, a church of sin consciousness. You're just thinking, fighting, you know. No. It's done. Sin has been dealt with. Jesus paid a price. It's gone. Hallelujah. The guilt of it is gone. Condemnation gone. A penalty of sin gone. It's gone. Jesus paid a price. He paid a price that we should be free of condemnation, so that when you come before God, you just lift up your hands and give him praise. Not by your own righteousness, but the free gift of righteousness that you've received. You have a new nature now. You're not going around trying to, walk it. You know, you're not walking, if I'm righteous enough, I can pray a wonderful prayer. You're you're as righteous as you would ever be if you're born again. But Christ being come and high priest of good things to come by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained partial redemption for us, eternal, everlasting redemption, permanent redemption, timeless redemption. I am redeemed from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. We're redeemed. It's been paid for. Everything you've done wrong has been paid for. You ought not to be afraid, oh, the rapture is going to take place soon. No, you're free. You're redeemed by the blood of Jesus. You know, your mindset is important. The Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. In Romans chapter 8 and in verse 1, the Bible says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. It's a mindset. Your mind has to be set on the things of the Spirit, on the spiritual laws and spiritual ways of doing things and reasoning. I don't reason like the former nature, like the fallen man. The fallen man thinks that he has to earn it. But the new creation has received it as a free gift. All he has to do is to do it.